greatest symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
Podcast. I'm your host, JP John Paz. This, of course, is on the Two Man Power Trip feed, a part of the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling's podcasting empire. I am the one man power trip here, known as the Two Man Power Trip. And each and every week here on the Hogan Era Podcast, we're talking about the greatest time ever in the history of business. A lot of people like to call it the Golden Era, 1984 to 1993, but it is, of course, known as the Hogan Era, the era that made Vince McMahon a retired, maybe unretired billionaire as he's back into the fold, and the stock has shot way up as he brings back Wilson and Barrios, and he says that he is looking to sell the company. So, oh boy, what the heck is going on over there? It's almost like an episode of the HBO show Succession there with the McMahons, who the heck knows? But anyway, I'm sure Hulk is sitting at the beach shop as he's getting visits from RVD and Mick Foley and Jimmy Hart and Bushwhacker Luke and all the other guys, and sitting back and say, man, this is a crazy, crazy place over there in the WWE that I helped create, and that I basically made Vince McMahon this $1 billion with blood, sweat, and tears from Hulkamania and the Hulkster. Well, not just Hulkamania, as we talk about on the show. We talk about some of the greatest matches, moments, and feuds ever in the history of the business, and it's all because of the guys feuding with the Hulkster. You got the guy on top of the mountain, you got the guy on top of the pyramid, and then you got all the other guys underneath that fit perfectly into place, and they keep that pyramid upright, they keep that pyramid nice and strong, and then when Hogan starts, you know, going down that pyramid, and the guys start coming up the pyramid, and they start having these great feuds, it's just an unbelievable, amalgamation of just money being poured into the WWF, if you think about it, because then you got Roddy Piper feud, you got Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, you got Andre the Giant, you got Macho Man Randy Savage, King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd, so on and so forth, as we've talked about all those guys on the show. Today on the show, though, we're going to be talking about somebody a little bit different. It was basically involved in the same time that the Hulkster is, you know, he's in his first run as world champion, really first year as world champion here, making his way up, climbing his way up the ladder, if you will. And he's already the man. He's already, you know, on top of the ladder, but he's climbing the ladder as far as just being that global superstar and being the huge charismatic guy that he is. It's just when WWF is blowing up. So that's kind of what I mean by that. Anyway, he's helping the WWF climb that global ladder and reach new heights. But, you know, you need to have him have some good feuds and keep him interested. Like, let's say, for instance, you're watching Batman and he's feuding with like a janitor or, you know, a bird or something. I mean, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be the souped up bird. It's got to be Penguin. It's got to be, you know, he's feuding with Joker. It's got to be guys that are interesting and guys that you care about and guys that there's some threat involved as well. So that's when, you know, you're going through different stages, but Hulk needs different kind of feuds and different kind of matches leading up to big shows. For instance, here in 84, we're going to be talking about the Captain Redneck himself, Dick Murdoch. Had some matches with the Hulkster, was kind of important more so as far as being a WWF tag team champion with Adrian Adonis. And when you kind of look at that and look at that run, that's kind of where he was more at, being the tag team champion. But he did get some matches with the Hulkster and was kind of involved, if you think about it, in the feud with, you know, Hulk, and he's feuding with Big John Studd, and he's got some other feuds going on at the same time. So that's kind of, when you look at it, that's kind of the importance of the other guys, because they can't be fighting, you know, the Andre the Giants or the Roddy Pipers on every show. You've got to have other guys kind of come along, and other guys, you know, obviously spark some major interest here, and really, you know, be those guys that are, or the glue guys that help glue from one era to another, or another month to another, or another feud to another. I always call them bridge guys, like the Bad News Browns of the world. When Hogan is about to feud with Savage, Bad News Brown gets in the mix, or Boss Man and Hakim get thrown in the mix. Those bridge guys are great, and that's exactly kind of what Murdoch was. Obviously, was a big role in the WWF, because in 1984, April 17th, 84, the North-South connection, Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch, obviously Adonis from New York and Murdoch from the South, they win the tag titles on Championship Wrestling TV show from Hamburg, PA. They beat the Soul Patrol, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas. And interesting to note, they're in between that run there between Soul Patrol and the North-South connection. That's when they become the WWF World Wrestling Federation rather than the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. So technically speaking, the North-South connection, Dick Murdoch, Adrian Adonis, are the first ever WWF tag team champions. Just to throw that out there, a little nugget of information, a little history tidbit, if you will. So they are technically the first WWF tag team champions, and they hold the belts for 279 days before losing the titles on a house show in Hartford, Connecticut on January 21st, 1985 to the U.S. Express, Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda. But we'll get into that a little bit as we're kind of continuing on with Dickie Murdoch here. Let's kind of just break it down and get into Dick Murdoch and his run in the WWF. So his first match in the WWF was in 1979, the WWF, working for Vince McMahon Sr., 3/26/79. Dick Murdoch defeats Johnny Rods, WWF on MSG, Madison Square Garden, New York. Only a minute and 20 seconds. So nice little squash match there for Dick Murdoch to make his debut. Interesting to note here, he'll have WWF championship matches in 1975 and 1976, both against Bruno Sammartino. One was a double DQ that went on the Kiel Auditorium, St. Louis, Missouri. Match goes 18 minutes, double DQ. So a few months later, beginning of 1976, 1/16, 1976, they have a no DQ match, so there can't be a DQ on this one. Bruno Sammartino defeats Dick Murdoch, 12 minutes, 45 seconds, Kiel Auditorium, St. Louis, Missouri. So while he wasn't in the WWF until 1979, a part of NWA St. Louis in 75 and 76, he had two WWF World Heavyweight title shots against Bruno Sammartino. Just something interesting there, just to throw out there. Obviously, Vince McMahon Sr. was a part of the NWA, and that was obviously one of the things that some of his guys, you know, Bruno Sammartino, his championship guys, can actually go down and defend their titles. Obviously, a great relationship with Sam Mushnick through the years, who obviously was booking that show. And he did have a relationship eventually with Bob Geigel as well. So as you go into 1980, 3/7/1980, we're going back to St. Louis. We're going back to NWA St. Louis, going back to the Kiel Auditorium. Bob Backlund defeats Dick Murdoch by DQ in about 21 minutes. So again, one match in 79, and then he doesn't come back into the WWF until 1983, when they put the North-South connection together. Adrian Adonis, Dick Murdoch defeated Rob Chaney, Terry Daniels, 5 minutes, 30 seconds. That was 12/27/83, WWF All-American Wrestling TV show from the Chase Park Plaza Hotel in St. Louis, Missouri. They also do another match, same taping that day, where Terry Daniels gets back in the ring, this time with Kevin Collins, and they lose to Murdoch and Adonis in 4 minutes. And then, again, we're going to have wrestling at the Chase, baby. The Chase Park Plaza Hotel, Adonis and Murdoch defeated Craig Carson and James Burke. Then they're defeating Craig Carson and Jose Martinez. Those both run 1/16/1984. Then, finally, a third match, part of the TV taping there. Dick Murdoch versus Tony Atlas goes to a double DQ, 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Of course, the legendary Chase Park Plaza Hotel in St. Louis, Missouri. So that's really his first match technically in the Hogan era, was those Chase TV tapings, if you want to think about it. I know, obviously, you know, Hogan is on that taping as well, defeating Bill Dixon. So you can kind of say that's a part of the Hogan era as well. I always say it starts in 84. You could say it starts 12/27/83, but it's easier really to say it starts in January of 84, especially because Hogan beats Cheeky Baby in MSG in January of 84. So on 2/10/1984, Wrestling at the Chases, they're doing a lot of tapings down there. Vince McMahon Jr. this time is having trying to keep a good relationship down there, but not use Sam Mushnick and not use NWA St. Louis. Maybe take some of his guys and take some of his talent, but he's filming at the Chase and he's kind of separating himself, but using these nice venues and these great areas to do many TV tapings. So on 2/10/1984, the tag team titles, like we said, is going to change hands. And we know, we know it's going to build up to a change in hands of the tag titles. But on 2/10/84, Adonis and Murdoch defeated Soul Patrol of Rocky Johnson and Atlas by referee's decision. Title does not change hands. That match goes 11 minutes and 12 seconds. Then on 3/23/84, again in the Kiel Auditorium, St. Louis, Missouri, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas defend the tag titles and defeat Adrian Adonis and Murdoch by DQ. But that's not enough. They haven't really been able to get these guys out of their crawls. They haven't been able to distinguish and disbanish them. So what's going to happen here, 4/17/1984, Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch, like I mentioned before, win the tag team titles in about 5 minutes. And then, of course, that happened in Allentown, PA, as I mentioned before, part of the TV taping, nice little Hamburg Arena taping there. So very interesting stuff there. They had two title matches that kind of didn't go their way, and then finally Adonis and Murdoch defeated Atlas and Rocky Johnson for the tag team championships. Want to talk about Hogan for a second, because he was in a match in between here and right after that with Dick Murdoch. So it's a $30,000 18-man battle royal, 2/10/84, of course, Wrestling at the Chase, Kiel Auditorium, and it's Big John Studd winning that battle royal. Of course, Hogan and Dick Murdoch were both in that battle royal as well. Then we go to 4/30/1984. We're going to raise the stakes a little bit. We're going to go to Oakland at the Oakland Coliseum in Oakland, California. $50,000 18-man battle royal. Dick Murdoch's in there. Hulk Hogan's in there. And it is, of course, won by the one and only Andre the Giant. As we kind of go through 84 here with Dickie Murdoch, he's having quite a little run here with Adrian Adonis as they're defending the tag titles, defeating Mil Máscaras and SD Jones in St. Louis. They're going to defeat the Wild Samoans. They're going to have a big TV match against the Samoans, 6/16/1984. Murdoch and the Samoans at MSG go to a 20-minute 1-1 and then a double DQ finish. So 2 out of 3 falls, go finishes 1-1. Then they have a double DQ. And of course, Madison Square Garden on the MSG network on TV for that one. So kind of keeping the Wild Samoan strong there as they're kind of rolling through 84 and able to sneakily keep their tag titles. Even on 6/21/84, there's a house show, Erie, PA. Bob Backlund and B. Brian Blair defeated Adonis and Murdoch by DQ. Of course, tag team titles cannot change hands. Big match from Pittsburgh, PA, from the Civic Arena on 6/22/84. Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch defeated Salvatore Palomo and the legendary Tony Garea, 2 falls to none in the 2 out of 3 falls match. They have a bunch of matches with Snuka and Andre with a losing by DQ. Snuka and Santana, the losing by DQ. Then they're beating Tony Garea and B. Brian Blair. They are getting a little revenge on the Wild Samoans, defeating them on a house show. Dick Murdoch defeats Bobo Brazil on 7/5/1984 in Hazleton, PA. Murdoch and Adonis would defeat Slaughter and Terry Daniels. Murdoch and Adonis would beat Rocky Johnson and SD Jones, Brian Blair and SD Jones. So they're having quite a little run here, and they're beating Slaughter and Terry Daniels a bunch. Spike Huber and B. Brian Blair, SD Jones again, and Rocky Johnson. So they're having a nice little run. They're beating the Samoans a bunch on a bunch of house shows. There's a big event at the Boston Garden where the Adonis and Dick Murdoch defeated the Wild Samoans. Afa and Sika, Captain Lobano special referee for that one, as Murdoch and Adonis get the win there. There is, of course, some Hogan matches in between that I need to mention. So we'll go over to New Japan Pro Wrestling before we come back to WWF. 518, 6'8", 6'10", 6'12", 84, a part of the tag league, the IWGP New Japan Tag League in 1984. Hogan was teaming with the Mag Superstar. They defeated the legendary team, North-South Connection, Adonis and Murdoch, in 10 minutes, 30 seconds from Hiroshima, Japan. Inoki, Fujinami, and Fujinami actually wrestled Murdoch and Hulk Hogan. They actually had a very rare tag team together, and that match goes to a double count in Amori, Japan. That match went 12 minutes, 30 seconds. Adonis, Murdoch, and Hogan team again to defeat Inoki, Kido, and Seiji Sakaguchi, 12 minutes, 30 seconds in Shizuki, Japan. Then Adonis, Murdoch, and Hogan defeated Inoki, Fujinami, and Fujiwara, 17 minutes, and that was from Aichi, Japan. So a bunch of tag matches Hogan did and Mech Superstar did defeat Adonis and Murdoch, but then a bunch of tag matches were Hogan and either Hogan and Murdoch or Hogan, Murdoch, and Adonis were teaming together. Then we finally get to the big match, which you hear at the end of this episode, the big Hogan match. That's actually available on YouTube if anybody wants to check that out. 7/15/1984. It's WWF on MSG. But, of course, it was emanating from the Brendan Byrne Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. 2-on-3 handicap match, main event. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant defeated Adrian Adonis, Dick Murdoch, and Big John Studd in 22 minutes and 20 seconds. So that was like the big Hogan-Murdoch match that was involved. Of course, I love when Hogan's wrestling these, you know, huge legends that you wouldn't necessarily think of as a part of the WWF, but he wrestled them irregardless, and it's pretty awesome. The last match with Hogan and Murdoch together was a part of a joint show with New Japan Pro Wrestling in Ogaki, Japan. Inoki, Kimura, and Fujinami fought Adrian Adonis, Dick Murdoch, and Hogan to a double countout in 16 minutes and 30 seconds. So as I mentioned, really, as you're kind of going through 84, Murdoch is keeping himself very strong. And him and Adonis are getting a bunch of wins, beating AJ Petruzzi in Palomo. They're beating Jose Luis Rivera and Rick McGraw. Afa and Dick Murdoch are having a 20-minute time limit draw at WWF on MSG. That's on 10/22/84, New York, New York, of course. They're going to even go to Stampede Wrestling, and they're going to beat the Samoans up there, part of a WWF Stampede double team, if you will. They're even going to be a six-man tag, Adonis, Murdoch, and Iron Sheik defeating Angelo Mosca and the Samoans from Edmonton, Alberta, part of another joint WWF and Stampede show. So they're having a nice little run here in the WWF as they're, like I said, going to defeat a bunch of really good tag teams, even including the Briscoe brothers, beating them on several shows back-to-back. They're going to defeat an interesting team of Paul Roma and Salvatore Bellomo. They're actually going to defeat Wyndham and Rotundo in East Rutherford, New Jersey on 1/6/1985 to retain their tag titles. They're actually going to have a huge match on 1/12/1985 on the part of the Prism Network, which, of course, taped TV show on the Spectrum Network in Philly, PA. Adrian Adonis and Murdoch defeated the Briscoe Brothers in 14 minutes. A big-time win there. Then, of course, like I mentioned before, in a house show, Hartford, Connecticut, 1/21/85, ending the 279-day title run. Wyndham and Rotundo defeated Adonis and Murdoch. So good stuff there. They would still continue to team together after that. And, you know, they would beat the Briscoe brothers in a bunch of matches, but they would lose to Wyndham and Rotundo in a bunch of matches. They would lose a bunch of singles matches. And Wyndham and Rotundo would each beat Murdoch a few times each. There's a big match on the Prism Network 2/16/85 where Wyndham is beating Murdoch in 13 minutes, 30 seconds, of course, taped in the Philly Spectrum. The last match in the WWF for Dick Murdoch would be 2/28/1985. The Briscoe brothers defeated Adonis and Murdoch from Providence, Rhode Island. Then, of course, a part of a bunch of joint shows, like I mentioned before, with New Japan. So in the actual WWF. So those were the joint shows. There's a bunch of joint shows from 5/10/1985 all the way through to June 13th, 1985, they're New Japan WWF joint shows, but obviously they're in Japan, all over Japan, so they're really for New Japan Pro Wrestling. So really his last official match for any sort of WWF, you know, doings, if you will, any sort of togetherness with WWF, it was in New Japan. 6/13/85, Adonis and Murdoch fought Kimura and Fujinami to a double count out, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. That, of course, was a part of a tag league, which then goes into a match again, having a restart, and they'll go to a double count out in 10 minutes. So no kind of resolution there in Aichi Japan, but that those were his last matches part of anything to do with WWF. And of course, like I mentioned, the tag match against the Briscoe brothers was his last match, a part of the Hogan era. And of course, if you remember 1995 Royal Rumble at the Sundome in Tampa, Florida, that's his last appearance for the WWF way after the Hogan era is complete. Shawn Michaels, of course, wins that Royal Rumble. Pretty surprising. I remember when we saw as a kid that Dick Murdoch was going to be a part of that Royal Rumble. It wasn't past his prime, if you will, at that point, but just a nice, cool surprise to have him and have a bunch of other legends a part of that Royal Rumble. So if you look at his career, awesome run. Like I mentioned, of course, we're strictly talking Hogan era here with Captain Redneck, tag team champion with Adrian Adonis. If you look at his career, wrestled all over the world. Huge star in St. Louis, obviously, like I mentioned. Class of 2000 St. Louis Hall of Fame. IWA Tag Team Champion with Lars Anderson, with Dusty Rhodes. WWC Heavyweight Champion. Of course, that's down in Puerto Rico. Three-time WWE TV Champion. He's been a NWA Missouri Heavyweight Champion. He is, of course, a Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer. He was an NWF Tag Team Champion with Dusty Rhodes. Western States. He kind of ruled the roost there, was the world champion, three-time tag team champion. If you want to talk about Mid-South, he was a North American champion, a tag team champion three times over with Junkyard Dog. He was the North American heavyweight champion a few times over, three times over. He technically, if you technically speaking, is five times over because they changed the name of the title when it went from Tri-State to Mid-South. But still, basically a five-time North American champion. He's been a U.S. tag team champion, a world tag team champion. He was an NWA World Tag Team Champion in Detroit with Dusty. He was an NWA Tag Team Champion for Big Time Wrestling with Dusty. Crockett, United States Tag Team Champion with Ivan Koloff. All Japan United National Champion, Central States Champion. So, man, I could just go on and on. He was a Florida Tag Team Champion with Dusty Rhodes. It'd be just what a legendary career, what a legendary run. Known as Captain Redneck, obviously, but one of those great territory wrestlers that just revered for many, many years. Always known as having an awesome punch. Always known as being a great seller. Always known as also being a bit of a party animal as well. But his run in the Hogan era was kind of short and sweet, but did have a great tag team title run with Adrian Adonis. North-South connection, and got that big 2 out of 3 falls match on MSG with the Hulkster. Excuse me, a handicap match. Two versus three handicap matches versus Andre and the Hulkster. So let's hit the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. You can check out the website, tmptempire.com. Hit the Patreon, patreon.com/tmptempire. And go to TeePublic, tpublic.com/store/tmpt. for your Hogan Era t-shirt today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. See you right back here next week for a little Hogan Era podcast. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two-Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/tmptempire to become a patron, and also check out the website tmptempire.com and buy a shirt at prowrestlingtees.com. Two-Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother.
Making their way, and the fans are already booing before they come into this arena. Big John Studd walking behind. What a giant of a man he is. Huge. Look at a comparison of Studd and some of the ring attendants. And there with his leathers, Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch, the big Texan. They are rough, just about as rough and tough as you can possibly get. And Big John Studd now up on the apron. Mr. Studd, one of the few wrestlers that will step over the top rope as far as his entrance is concerned. There he goes. Huh. What a handicap matchup this is going to be. Yes, indeed. 20-some thousand fans jam-packing the arena, many of them coming to see this matchup. What's that? Oh, my. The music. The Eye of the Tiger. He must be somewhere. Yes! Yes, here we go. American made, you bet. Hulk Hogan leading the way. Andre the Giant right behind him. Hell, you talk about electricity. Nessa! These fans, a standing ovation. Unbelievable. What excitement. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, bringing this capacity crowd alive. And the Hulkster, what a tag team combination. Oh my, this is extraordinary. Hulkamania running wild. You can bet it is really running wild everywhere. The Hulkster loosening up. Andre the Giant, always ready. These two great friends.
Gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. It is a special handicapped match. It is set for one fall with a 1 hour time limit. Introducing team number one to my right. First, from Los Angeles, California. Weighing 364 pounds, Big John Studd. And ladies and gentlemen, his partners, they are the current World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. First from New York City, 252 pounds, Adrian Adonis. And at 275 pounds, from Waxahachie, Texas, Dick Murdoch. And ladies and gentlemen, their opponents, first from Grenoble, France, weighing 492 pounds, the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant. And ladies and gentlemen, his tag team partner, hailing from Venice Beach, California, weighing 302 pounds, he is the current World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, the incredible Hulk Hogan.
My goodness, the roar of the crowd for the big Hulkster and Andre the Giant. Oh, my, my. What an exciting matchup this is going to be. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant against Adonis and Murdoch would be one of the great tag team matches, but you throw in the ingredient of the giant like Big John Studd, and that spells trouble. A lot of it for Andre the Giant and the Big Hulkster. We'll be back with this matchup right after this special break. It's going to be a great one. Andre and the Hulkster together. Wow, what a grueling encounter this has been. Andre the Giant now in the ring with Adrian Adonis. Murdoch, the tag was made earlier. Now Murdoch, I believe, with a piece of rope perhaps from the tag corner. Dick Murdoch choking Andre the Giant. Hulk Hogan protesting. Dick Murdoch now continuing to choke the eighth wonder of the world. Murdoch, oh, he has a rope buried so deeply into the skin of Andre, I don't believe the referee can see it. Now for sure he can. Andre has the rope. Referee trying to get the rope away from Andre. Trying to maintain a little law and order in there. Dick Murdoch now with huge Andre the Giant, near 500 pounds of him. Murdoch looking for the equalizer. A right hand clips the jaw. Murdoch, another right hand. Andre's gonna go down. No. Oh, this one for sure will send him down. Murdoch, off the roof. Oh, my. Andre, with the same rope that Murdoch used earlier on. Tag was made in Doha. Going to work the Incredible Hulk Hogan. Adonis, who was the ever nailed by Hogan? Murdoch is owned by Adrian in a lot of trouble. Adonis wrapped up in the rope. Murdoch into Adonis. Right back. Oh, Big John Studd catching one. Hulk Hogan cleaning house now. Oh, another right in by the Hulkster. Murdoch. Here comes up. Ooh, shoulder block. Nicely done by Dick Murdoch. Very nicely done. And Dick Murdoch, the big Texan, ramming the fist into the facial area of the World Wrestling Federation champion. Ooh, kick right into the face. So now things swinging back in the favor of Adonis Murdoch and Big John Studd. And the fans, no doubt, getting a bit restless as well they should. Now, Hooker, Hulk's back up now on his feet, maybe not for long. Uh-oh. And Adrian Adonis in the ring now with the Incredible Hulk Hogan off the rope. Sleeper hold, that could do it. Good night, Irene. Adrian Adonis applying the sleeper hold, and the Hulk's just going to go down. Under normal circumstances, no one will escape from a sleeper hold once it's applied by Adrian Adonis. And the Incredible Hulk Hogan perhaps will be no exception. Hogan going to sleep before this capacity crowd. No. No, he's not. Adonis can't believe it. No one has ever escaped from this hold. Uh-oh. To the buckle, an escape by Hulk Hogan. Something that no one has ever been able to do. And Hulkster now inching his way over to make the tag. But no such happening. Now Dick Murdoch in the ring. Murdoch measuring up. Ooh, wow. Really dropping the elbow, Dick Murdoch. Hulk Hogan has been in the ring for some time now and has really taken the punishment. Cover by Murdoch? No, not quite. And an elbow. And another cover. And a kick out. And Andre the Giant now. But Murdoch would look over to the far side. Hulk Hogan being double teamed. Finally the referee. Oh, the rope right around his throat. What a matchup. Grueling matchup indeed. For Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan to think that they'd have a chance against three individuals. And now the other giant in the ring. 6 feet, 10 inches of him. 360 plus pounds of Big John Studd. And again, this capacity crowd trying to help the Hulkster, trying to bring him back around. Hogan with tremendous resiliency. One of the all-time great champions. Hogan now on his feet and elbows, striking Big John Studd. Slugfest now. Oh, in the corner. Hogan hooked by Big John Studd. Wide open was Hulk Hogan. Oh, again. Hogan is really taking the punishment. Double team, triple team. Knee across the forehead of Hulk Hogan. Cover. And they don't get him. And again, Hulk Hogan trying to make a lunge to tag Andre the Giant. A fresh Adrian Adonis in there, scooping up and slamming the 300-pounder. You can see Adonis favoring his back. Adrian measuring Hulk. Oh, my. Elbow right in the face. No letting up. Adonis, Murdoch, and Studd have all. Oh, but look at this. Oh, my. That's serious trouble. Oh, even. Oh, oh my goodness. No. Hulk Hogan, moments ago in control, but again. The double team effort or triple team continues trying to make the roll over to tag Andre. No such doing. The giant like Big John Studd blocking the way. It's almost as if these three individuals, Adonis, Murdoch, and Studd, have singled out Hulk Hogan. No doubt, either one of the three would love to have the opportunity to wrestle the Hulkster for the World Wrestling Federation Championship, and obviously, it's their plan now to wear him down, to attempt to hurt the Hulkster. Hulkster goes down, Murdoch right back at him. Ooh, what a shoulder block. Shoulder block executed by Dick Murdoch, but when you run into 302 pounds, and now Hogan, Hogan out of it moments ago, realizes he was heading in the wrong direction, reaches to make the tag and does indeed. All right. Andre the Giant in against Dick Murdoch. Murdoch to the rope. Oh, back body drop. Andre with Adrian Adonis as well. Knocker, Hulkster with Big John Studd. All five men in the ring at the same time. Pandemonium breaking loose. Oh, my. Big John. Boom. No. Studd almost out of it on his feet. Headbutt by Andre. Big John Studd out of the ring. Andre's going out of the ring as well. Andre's going out for Big John Studd. Big John Studd all the way back to the dressing room. Andre's going to go after him. But meanwhile, again, the double team effort. Adonis and Murdoch attacking Hulk Hogan. Hulkster on his feet. Murdoch hammering. Is he? Look at the jab by Murdoch. I think Hulkster's had enough. Look at this. Yes. Ooh, what a right hand. Another one. Hulkster now whipping Murdoch to the rope. Oh, my. Down goes Dick Murdoch. Andre, the legal man in the ring. Back in action. Headbutt. Dick Murdoch in big trouble. To the rope. Oh, ooh, and a huge size. 20. Oh, my. One, two, three. Yes, sir. A fabulous victory for one of the all-time great tag team combinations. Let's go to this commercial break.
You're seeing the top international stars on World Championship Wrestling.